Are you fasting? Cause you Ramadan. Damn! There's something you should know about Al-Quds. Fasting tunes the body to the balance of the universe. The Holy Prophet said, "Fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness. It also has health benefits, which researchers are discovering more and more about each and every year." The Holy Prophet said, "Fast and you will be healthy." Also, Imam al-Askari was asked, "Why is fasting prescribed?" To which he replied, "That the rich may experience the pain of hunger and bestow generosity thereby upon the poor." Fasting clearly has many wisdoms behind it, but there's one that we often overlook. Sheikh Mansour al-Lighai says there are three stages of fasting. The first, fasting of al-Sharia, jurisprudential fasting, and that's to refrain from what jurisprudentially must be refrained from, you know, like eating and drinking and the second, fasting al-Tariqa, the ethical fasting, and this comes from a famous hadith of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, who says, "When you fast, let your ears, your eyes, your hair, your skin, and all your body fast too. Do not let your fasting day be the same as non-fasting ones." And the third, fasting of al-haqiqat, the mystical fasting. This is the highest level of fasting, which belongs solely to the special nobles. Detaching oneself from everything other than that which is God. Doing only that which pleases Allah. Just as physical fasting burns away the fat and the toxins of the body, mental fasting frees the mind. Now, what is the reward of such fasting? The greatest thing ever. Sheikh Mansour al-Lighai explains how the reward for fasting at this third degree is none other than God Himself. And what is fasting except a means for acquiring patience? Prophet Isa said, "Verily, you will never be able to attain that which you love until you are able to endure that which you despise." Who doesn't despise hunger? Who doesn't despise pain and suffering? Now let your mind wander to those Palestinian children who are hungry because of Israeli raids, who are constantly abused, murdered, and oppressed by the despotic Israeli regime. Fasting is not only about refraining from food and drink. Allah, out of His mercy, has made fasting obligatory upon us so that we can recognize the hunger of others, so that our hearts may become soft to the cries of the oppressed, and that we might become patient in struggling against the oppressors. This month, see if you have befriended the Quran more than before. See if you have strengthened your shield against sins. See if you are readier than before to follow the divine principles of Allah, i.e. standing up for the oppressed. And for the love of God, don't buy into people when they say things like, "Oh, why should we support Palestine? They don't follow my school of thought. They're just a bunch of terrorists anyway. They're just a bunch of takfiris." Such people are like those who fast only for the sake of the first lower stage. They think their religion is just limited to rituals. And because of that, they believe that their duty ends with just refraining from eating and drinking and lowering their gaze, and they forget that there is a greater mission that needs to be striven for. Imam Khomeini said, "I invite Muslims all over the globe to consecrate the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Al-Quds Day, International Quds Day, and to proclaim the international solidarity of Muslims in support of the legitimate rights of the Muslim people of Palestine. The last Friday of Ramadan is your opportunity to show that you care, that you won't be silent when others are being oppressed." Ayatollah Sistani said, "Now more than ever, both Arab and Muslim worlds are required to take a practical stance for the sake of stopping this repeated aggression and to break the unfair besieging of these noble people." Ayatollah Sistani's statement came just as Ayatollah Khamenei called on the Muslim world to defend the people of Gaza. This Ramadan, don't limit yourself to only ritualistic actions. Don't limit yourself to merely refraining from food. Don't limit yourself by allowing the shaitan to trick you into believing that Palestine can't be free. It will be. Go to the Al-Quds Day protest and show your solidarity. And remember that Imam Ali said, "Through patience are great things accomplished." Inshallah, we'll see you next fortnight after the Al-Quds Day protest.